We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the November 24th, 2025 meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay?
Present.
Councilmember Thiemann?
Present.
Councilmember McMahon?
Here.
Councilmember Brenner?
Present.
Councilmember Fuller?
Present.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Here.
Mayor Crow?
Here. Before you, you have the agenda. Mr. Rose, I believe we have one change. Is that correct?
Honorable Mayor, council members, I'd ask to move item K3 to being the first item up under the city manager's report.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to move K3 up under L1? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Yeah, before you now, the amended agenda. Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda? Motion made by council member team and seconded by Councilmember Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. You have before you the November 10th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Brenner. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Yes, I have no appointment. I'd like to nominate Alvin Franklin to the Traffic Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. I'd like to appoint Lisa Holman to the Traffic Commission as well.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to nominate Emily Johansson to the appointment of the Board of Adjustments.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please note that Angel Simmons was sworn into the Park Commission in the City Clerk's office on November the 7th. We are now at our first section for citizen participation. For those of you here in the audience, there are sign-up sheets over by the door. If you'd like to speak, please fill out a sign-up sheet. You can speak either on an agenda item or on a non-agenda item. This particular portion of the program is for non-agenda items. When you come to the microphone, by the way, fill out the form, I apologize, and then put it in the bin in front of the city clerk. And then when you come to the microphone, give your name and your address and push the green button and we will move forward. Each speaker has 5 minutes. We have one request to speak tonight. Hannah Brick.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Hannah Brick and my husband Liam and I both reside at 1079 Wilson Avenue. The RFQs for the title and appraisal services, which were closed on October 31st, are still in review by the city's committee and legal team. We hope that these decisions can be made without delay, since no movement can be made on the buyout until these services are voted on and approved by the City Council and this following the city's review. We are committed to attending every City Council meeting we are able to in order to keep this project in the front of your minds. We were able to view the study session from this weekend and appreciate the time spent on this issue. We can hear and feel your dedication, which is truly the only way this project is moving forward. Our sincere hope is that you, the City Council, and who are our voice and representation, continue to prioritize moving this project as quickly as possible. We know that the holiday season brings unique challenges to any workplace, including slower pace and extended time out of office. Each delay to this project adds to the time we have to spend in a house that is not comfortable and holds many traumatic memories. This is how we will spend another holiday season. While we are disappointed not to see a vote on the title and appraisal services on tonight's agenda, we hope that your commitment to us and our neighbors who count on you to represent us as our voice in City Hall will bring the vote before the end of the year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For those of you in the audience, we had already received these comments previously written by noon, so I had a chance to look through them. And I'm a, so because we really don't tend to do a give and take with folks as they speak, but I do would I would appreciate a sense of the council in that many times we do ratify actions of the city manager as he is approving it, what is really in this case an administrative contract, because we really don't have too much leeway on the appraisal and title services here. So I'm kind of wanting to get a test of the waters here that we can have the city manager go ahead and sign this contract, and then we can ratify it at our next meeting, because this is not something that there's really going to be a great deal of discretion on. Our hands are a little bit tied on this contract, but we needed to go through the process to have it reviewed. Is there anyone who is raising a concern that you have a concern of the city manager signing this contract, and then we ratify it at our next meeting? If you have said concern, we will definitely hold off. But if you don't have a concern, I would think that we could allow the city manager to sign this and then move forward. Are there any questions or concerns from members of council? I would be happy to yield the floor to you. If there are no concerns, we will look forward to the city manager signing this contract, and we will ratify it at our next meeting. Are there any council comments at this time? Hearing no council comments, we will move forward with a public hearing. We have a public hearing for the liquor license of the Posh Nice at 7359 Forsyth Boulevard. The hearing will open at 6:36 p.m. Madam Clerk, did we have any requests to speak on this item?
There are none.
Do we have any written comments on this item?
There are none.
Hearing none, this hearing will close at 6:36 p.m. We'll now move forward with the consent agenda as amended, which is items number K1, K2, and K4. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended? Motion made by Councilmember Fuller, seconded by Councilmember Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Mayor Crowe and council members, this item asks that you consider approving the municipal park grant agreement in the amount of $575,000 for improvements of the Heeman Park Athletic Court. This grant requires a matching fund which will not exceed $72,000. I would ask for a Deputy City Manager Sharp to present any information that she believes is important on this side. Ms. Sharp.
Good evening. So yes, you all passed a resolution in one of the August meetings for us to go after this grant for $575,000. There was some discussion about the actual location for the basketball courts, the mini pitch area, and the pickleball courts. Unfortunately, a lot of that area is in a floodplain, based on FEMA's updated map. So that is the reason for the locations that were selected on the map that was included in your packet. And I can answer any questions that you all have about it, or try my best to. It's not my actual project.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Yeah, and then that is the question that I asked in reference to the location. And the reason that's important is because of the 2014 Heeman Park Master Plan. And this is the question that I... So you're stating that the rest of the park is in a floodplain?
So what I've been informed is that... the mini pitch area, I think there was discussion about it being placed behind the Jack Buck Field, which is considered a floodway. The basketball courts next to Centennial Commons, which is considered a floodway. And the pickleball courts next to Heeman Park Tennis Courts, which is considered a floodway. It was noted by staff that that master plan was created in 2014. However, in 2015, FEMA released the new floodplain floodway map, and that places those locations in the floodplain. That's my understanding from staff.
So we wouldn't be eligible for the grant if we were planning to put the basketball court, pickleball court, and pitch, soccer pitch, in the on the north side of the park. So all of the north side of the park is in the floodway. Is that correct?
That is my understanding from staff. Yes.
So, okay, well, then I think that the next thing or the next announcement should be that the 2014 master plan is void and irrelevant, absolutely, completely void and irrelevant. And we actually should be working on a new one, because right now that's what we have to reference. And I don't see anything that actually warned us that this plan is no longer, or this plan is void, if you understand what I'm saying. Because with the 2014 plan, master plan, they have all of the activities on the north side of the park, meaning they've moved the basketball court. And again, so if in fact we follow through with this approval would actually, leaving it the way it is, would make that plan null and void. So you've answered my question. It's just important that the council realizes that and understands that that plan is null and void based on FEMA's determination in 2015. And I wasn't aware of that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I would take it, though, that the action item actually is for this to go back to the park master plan, to go back to staff and the Parks Commission. If, in fact, parts of it are in a floodplain, there adjustments clearly need to be made.
Honorable Mayor, there have been discussions with the Park Commission about the need to update the park master plan. As I understand, I know Jim, who is out of the office, has had some conversations with some of the members. So I would anticipate that that occurring. Also, keep in mind that because the portions of the park may be in a floodplain, it doesn't completely prevent you from having activities that may fall within the floodplain. It's just some activities you're not able to have because it may be in a floodplain. So they will need to discern what they can do and what they can't do based upon information that they receive from FEMA when it comes to what activities they can have within the floodplain.
And I do think it begs the question that, are there other aspects of comprehensive plans that are out there that the new flood maps impact that probably need to be coordinated with other plans, I would tend to think. Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Well, with the information that we've just gotten tonight, I'm just wondering, is there a way to go ahead and approve this, but put the location, make that pending further review by the Parks Commission? And the reason I say that, this is such a big purchase and process that we're implementing, but we're doing this without a plan now. There's nothing that we have in place. So I would actually like to see this go back to, meaning the locations just simply be pending and have the Parks Commission review that or come up with a process that they want to take, either by reestablishing a new plan or coming up with ideas of placement.
Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, without running the risk of losing the grant completely, you can't make changes to it. And so what we could do, if this, the desire of the council is to not move forward with this grant, I wouldn't recommend that, because I believe that the funding, that what's planned for this area can indeed be constructed. Otherwise, you have to reject it and we'll start over.
And that wasn't my intention. Again, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not anyone's intent. I agree with that. I guess my one question would be on this matter is, if in fact you do have I'm not remembering exactly the history of this, but it does seem to me that if you had a change in the FEMA flood map, that it may be one of those times when the county does allow at least for you to take a look at it. But I in no way want to jeopardize the park grant. I just want to make sure I go on record saying that. But I am curious as to whether or not that would be allowed, whether it's through staff conversation. I think we can go ahead and approve this, but I would tend to think that we would at least ask, can we have some communication with the county based on two floods as to whether or not they give us a little bit of leeway on location. By the way, and I don't even know that I have another location for this, just so you know, I've got no place that I'm thinking this needs to go. But it does seem to strike me as if you've had two major floods and they changed the maps, that we could probably still get the grant and then ask them, is location, location, location fixed for certain? And I do not know the answer to that question. And Brooke, you may know it.
Well, what I've been informed of by staff is that if we were to decide not to accept the grant as awarded, because the grant has been awarded, or if we were to attempt to deviate from the original plans, that we risk not only losing the grant, but future funding opportunities as well. So that's not a conversation I've had myself. That's just what was relayed to me by staff. So certainly we can ask the question, but it could put us at risk.
Seems a bit heavy-handed, but I mean, Mr. Rose,
we will certainly reach out before we actually start executing, if it's approved tonight, on the grant, on the construction, with the county as well as with FEMA. Although normally their approval process normally brings that in, but we'll confirm that there indeed is. What their position is on the questions that you've raised.
Right. Okay. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. And just as liaison to the Parks Commission, that it's not, they had this information about the map change with FEMA and where it could go through staff. So they looked at those discussions on where it would be. So it wasn't like this was just a shot in the dark.
Okay.
So the Parks Commission went through that. Staff, when they're working with the folks that were coming up with the mini pitch, the soccer foundation, they were coming in and helping find a place for it, having all those discussions over multiple meetings with the Parks Commission. This wasn't a real simple process. It took a lot of effort. And so they understood the situation with the FEMA map and a lot of their decisions when they talk about things in Heman Park relate to where are we going to put things that are hard surfaces, because we can't just do it. We don't have carte blanche. And,
yep.
And so I think it was well fleshed out. It wasn't, they weren't, they knew that the master plan and the map don't necessarily fit together anymore. So
appreciate that insight. Mr. Smotherson.
No, thank you, Mayor Crow. And I appreciate that information, Councilmember McMahon. It's just that the public and even us as council members need to be aware of what's null and void, simply because we're using that as a resource, if you understand what I'm saying. And so I appreciate that information, but it's now that we need to note that we don't have a plan any longer. And so we need to develop a new plan. So thank you.
Ms. Reese, do we have a motion or no? Okay, thank
not.
You. I'm not too worried about asking the county. Based on Mr. McMahon's history of the project, if the Park Commission has gone through this and they picked the sites with staff, I'm good to go. But is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose, do you have anything else on the city manager's report?
No additional report, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. We now have before you new business resolution 2025-14 to implement the Missouri Blue Shield program to recognize communities dedicated to effective law enforcement and community safety. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember McMahon. Is there a discussion? Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow, again. And I do want to commend our police force and the city manager in reference to taking advantage of this statewide program that the governor has initiated. So thank you all for being a part of that.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to bill number 9577. Who would like to introduce? Introduced by Councilmember Brenner. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9577, an ordinance amending section 130.580
of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to non-uniformed employees' retirement system benefit adjustments by increasing monthly benefits to retirees and their beneficiaries other than children by 1%.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Any comments from members of council under this section? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak from citizens?
There are none.
Do we have any council comments this evening? Councilmember Fuller.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. I would like to thank Mr. Cole for going. Saturday, we had our planning meeting, and last week, 2 weeks ago, it was announced that the citizen tax freeze for senior citizens was going to affect the county to the tune of in the neighborhood of $26 million. And I asked during the meeting on Saturday how that was going to affect the city. And I think our citizens should be aware of this. So the city manager asked Mr. Cole, and we got those figures this afternoon. In short, we had 1,866 residents that applied for the tax freeze. That's going to reduce our intake from tax from property taxes. The city's affected by to the tune. And these are general figures, not down. Mr. Cole had down to the cents. I'm not going to bore you with that. But about $53,000. The schools to the tune of $391,000. The library to the tune of $30,500. Overall, affecting the city of University City to approximately $475,000. So be aware of that. And I'm just putting it out there. So as we go along and we plan for our budgets in the future, this is going to, we all have, those senior citizens have to reapply annually, and that period's coming up. And I just wanted this out in public. Thank you.
Any other comments from our colleagues this evening? A couple of things that I have for us that was, social media sometimes does come in handy. I would like to congratulate Joy Lieberman on what would have been her and Larry's 76th wedding anniversary. They literally were married across the street in what is now Bay Abraham, which is kind of cool, at 6912 Delmar. Five kids, nine grandkids, and nine great-grandkids. So pretty amazing life for Joy and her family. To all of the folks who may be watching, I think, and the few folks that are in our audience tonight, please know that filing for the April 7th, 2026 election may be obtained at City Hall in the City Clerk's Office, Room Number 4, and the filings open on Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, and will close on Tuesday, December the 30th, 2025. All declarations of candidacy were filed with the City Clerk on the second floor of City Hall at 6801 Delmar Boulevard. Any questions may be sent to our city clerk, Ms. Larit Reese. And with that, I would wish everybody here a happy Thanksgiving and welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body in any confidential or privileged communication between that public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys and individual identifiable personnel records, performance ratings, or records pertaining to employees. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Councilmember Brenner, seconded by Councilmember Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Brenner.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay. Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you very much. Have a nice holiday.